It's time for X's and O's with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Now, from the TCO studios in Eagan, here is the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Seattle at U.S. Bank Stadium, 3:25 is the next game for the Minnesota Vikings. Mike Zimmer, head coach, joins us now. In the Arizona game, Harrison Smith up the middle late. I mean, did you have that in your back pocket for, like, how long? I mean, I can't remember seeing. I've seen him threaten the A-gap, but he came and he got through.
Yeah.
Well, when's the last time you ran that?
Last year, probably.
I was going to say, or do you not want to share?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's what a wonderful call at that time of the game, them for him to get through, and Kyler off his back leg. When you send that many people and the middle of the field becomes open, like what's supposed to happen on the back end to make sure Christian Kirk doesn't catch it?
Well, you're hoping that it gets a quick throw. You know, he drifted back about 10 yards and alley-ooped it to the middle,
yeah.
which is the same as Russell Wilson will do as well. You know, he's done that in the past. He did against Tennessee when they zero-blitzed him. So, you know, I wish I would have had that call back, but we did a great job in the red zone of stopping him there anyway.
So you wish you had the call back, even though Harrison got through and was an inch from hitting him.
Yeah, well, we didn't, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
End up being a big play, and then, but we still were able, we did a great job in the red zone after that. You know, so we still held him 3 points.
With Danielle Hunter, is he not getting doubled much or what? I mean, 4 sacks, you know, and I recognize off a layoff, it's going to be a process, fewer plays at Arizona than Cincinnati, but 4 sacks and the acceleration at the end when he ran down Kyler was good.
Yeah, he did a great job. You know, one time the tight end tried to block him, I believe, and then one time the tackle, he beat the tackle and came off, and Kyler kind of scrambled a little bit. But he's got, you know, long arms and great acceleration. He's able to nab him there at the end.
With the way you put the plays together, you have the mock game on Saturdays, then you play the game. When you run Dalvin on the first play, and then you get KJ on that long one right in front of you, were you as wide-eyed as the rest of us with what a great start that was?
Yeah, that was a great start. You know, we were looking to start fast, come out of the locker room fast. That was one of the things we wanted to do last week, come out of the locker room fast on defense in the second half, and we intercepted a pass for a touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was great to see Dalvin get going,
KJ. You know,
KJ did a really good job on the route that he got.
We have Keenum and Cardell coming up a little later, and in the brief conversation I've had with Keenum by the buses after the Arizona game, about the only thing, one of the few things he said about KJ was confidence, you know, and in second year, the confidence, I guess, would be expected, but he has to be bursting with it now, right?
Yeah, he's made some big-time catches. You know, he made right there before we attempted the field goal, he made a couple catches there. You know, he did the week before on 4th and 4 in Cincinnati. So, yeah, he's doing a really good job.
With your offensive line, having not watched it back critically, not that that matters, but from what you've seen in that Arizona game, me not watching it back critically, not you, it seems from afar like they fought like the Dickens the entire game.
Yeah, they did a great job. Some of the pressures that they had, I thought they did a great job on cutting off the backside to allow Dalvin to get some cutback runs in there. We were good at the point of attack. You know, J.J. Watt's a guy that doesn't play blocks. He runs up the field and swims and goes around blocks. And, you know, for the most part, I thought we did a really good job on that as well.
So I know the bench area is very important to you, and granted, you're managing the entire game. But with Phil Rauscher, now that we're 2 regular season games into it, and he's a new offensive line coach, compared to Rick Dennison, you know, who has done it for years, with Phil and how he handles things during the heat of the game, like, what are you liking? Because I would imagine from Cincinnati and the penalties to what you just said, I mean, that this game's about improvement, and that was an improvement.
Well, I think one of the big things, Paul, after the Cincinnati game, we talked a lot about, you know, they kind of snuck up on us with some of that plan that they had. We knew that Arizona was going to do that. So I thought, number one, they had a really good plan. We have to continue to keep working with our technique. You know, I think, you know, after the first game, our technique wasn't near as good as it was the second game. And so, you know, when you're preparing for other teams, you start thinking about what they do and at the end of the day, you still have to keep working on what you do and how you do it. so that helps you to be more efficient.
So you just fills on that during the games, just like handling.
Yeah, not so much during the games, because you do that in practice, you do that in a film study, you do those things, and then when it gets into the game, it's like, all right, well, this run looks a lot better against them than this run, or this protection looks a lot better against them than the other protection. So I think that part, and then you correct the technique errors and things after the game and during the week.
With the Arizona game again, what went into holding DeAndre Hopkins to zero catches over 50 minutes?
Yeah, I think he had four catches in the game, right?
Yep.
One was a scramble on the touchdown, the first one. Another one was a glance off a play action. They kind of pumped faked the linebacker. Another one was, I think he caught a hitch or something on the outside. Nothing real big.
Right, and all in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, so, but that was one of our things we want to do. We want to keep him, off the stat sheet. The unfortunate part was we gave up some big plays. And so a lot of the receivers didn't have a lot of catches, but they had some big plays. And so, we have to eliminate those big plays.
So here we go at U.S. Bank Stadium, X's and O's with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, Seattle. Just envision for a second, third and long for Seattle. And you're in that building, and for the first time since 2019 in a regular season game, they're back, and they're loud. I mean, seriously, how great is that?
Yeah, it's going to be really outstanding. And the thing is that this is another no-huddle offense. And so the louder that we can be, the louder that our fans can be, it makes it more difficult on a defense, obviously, but it also makes it difficult for the offense. But he does a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage. He does a lot of, changing plays. And so the louder it can be, even when it's a low in the play, just any loud as it can possibly be the entire time.
Now, I loved what you said at your Monday press conference, not defending Greg Joseph, but just kind of opening your heart about, hey, this happens, and he's made these from 50 and stuff like that. In this one coming up Sunday at home, and these fans just love this team. Hopefully things go well early, so they don't get wonky and like set the tone that way, because these kickers, I mean, it's a cliche and you've seen it more than anybody, man. They just, the confidence part, just, it's there. It's just up and down.
Yeah. And, so in that ball game, he hits two 52 yarders. He hits a 53 yarder the week before to get us into overtime, a chance to win the game.
Pressure kick.
Yeah. Big time pressure kick. And this one is, 37 yards right down the middle, and he pushed it a little bit. So, hopefully he'll continue to make all those. That would have been a great win for us on the road. We've had two road games. We've lost by 4 points, yeah. I guess, now in two games, and had opportunities to win both of them. So, but our team is playing their hearts out. They're fighting like crazy. They're playing with a lot of emotion and intensity. And so, we got to continue to that part of it, and then these wins will come.
Arizona has so much team speed. Does Seattle try to beat you other ways? I mean, are they a super fast? I mean, Arizona, it was a track meet. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. And they were doing so many things. They'd have guys halfway out on the numbers, and then they'd call them back in, and then they'd go out. And so, the personnel groupings were crazy. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they have great team speed. Now Seattle's got great team speed, too. Metcalf is 4.25. Lockett is 4.36. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of speed, but they do run the football. And Russell is a scrambler. He's not the same kind of scrambler as Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. but he's got quickness and then acceleration. So we're gonna have to have our hands full there and do a great job.
Their new offensive coordinator, somebody I'd never heard of, Shane Waldron. He was at UMass 5 years ago. Is it much different with Russell in their offense under this coordination compared to Brian Schottenheimer, which you had schemed against like 3-4 times?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different. It's, you know, it's from the Rams system. They're going to have condensed formations. They're going to run rockets and flashes, and they'll motion almost every single play, and then they'll run the boots like our offense does, and the Rams do.
Yeah.
So we'll get a lot of those same kind of combinations, and then, you know, you got to defend these receivers. They got some great receivers.
Now, it's only through two games, so still 15 to go, but they're last in the league in time of possession at 22 minutes. I mean, that's a really low number. Well, like, what's led to that?
Well, they're no huddle a lot of times,
yeah.
Right? And so, you know, there's times when they haven't been real good in some of the third down situations. They haven't had a lot, so they haven't sustained a lot of drives. But they're a good offensive football team. And the other part is, you know, they hit probably a 60-yarder to lock it in one ball game. They hit another 40-yarder to lock it. So it's, you know, it might be one play series.
When you game plan for Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, you know, Burrow, super high pick, you know, who he does some good things. When you, but the HOFs, Rodgers and Russell Wilson and stuff, is that like more stimulating for what you do, or does it give you more of a headache? Because they really know how to play the game.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. You know, I can remember when we played Brady last year. You know, we had a perfect blitz called, and you know, he knows where the exits are, I guess is the best way to say it. You know, we're going to hit him, and he knows that, you know, if we come from this side, he's picked up. If we come from the other side, he's got to get the ball out, and he does such a great job there. I think Russell Wilson does a good job with that as well. The difference is that he will try to avoid and move and then create a big play. Same thing with Murray and a lot of these guys. But, you know, it they're hard to fool. You have to be really on your P's and Q's. And then, you know, you got to play with great technique and great effort.
Great luck this weekend. Welcome home. Home opener Sunday. Hopefully you guys win.
Thank you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Wide receivers coach Keenan McCardell is next on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings. X's and O's on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network continues, courtesy of the Minnesota Lottery. Kick off this Viking season with country music star Dustin Lynch. He's live at the Commons at U.S. Bank Stadium September 26th. That leads up to the home opener versus Seattle. The free event is open to the public, begins at 10 in the morning, presented by Miller Lite, and in partnership with K102, visit Vikings.com/kickoff for concert details. Happy to chat with Keenan McCardell. He's the first-year wide receivers coach for the Minnesota Vikings, a four-year wide receivers coach with Jacksonville before that. As a player with a decade and a half plus in the NFL, two-time Super Bowl champion, one with Washington when he came into the game and the other with Tampa Bay. And Mr. McCardell joins us now. Thank you very much for the time. And, I mean, you can smell the rose. First of all, an apology that it took me 30 seconds to get through the Keenan McCardell information. But it's also a smell the roses moment. You're 0-2. So if you needed to smell the roses for just a second, it's 16 years you played in the NFL, right?
Right. 17, actually. But
okay.
Yep, 17 years.
Seriously.
A lot of fun.
Yes. And I mean, the gigs are hard to find, and the lines are long to be a National Football League receiver, let alone for 17 years and very early in it. In fact, I think your first year you won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
With Washington, and then when the Buccaneers beat Oakland and Rich Gannon, you won that one. So just it's a pleasure to chat with you. A very blessed career. And as wide receivers coach here, K.J. Osborne on that second play of the game, you set it up beautifully with Dalvin. And then the next play, there may have been a busted coverage, but you still got to close on it. K.J. Osborne in that play, man, how excited were you?
I was really excited. You know, I was standing on the sideline looking at it, and I was like, well, maybe. Yes, yes, there it is. They busted coverage. And K.J. went down the sideline and made a play. I mean, this is things that he's been doing all training camp. Actually, since minicamp and OTAs, he's been doing it, and he has a lot of confidence right now. I think he sees his improvement, and he's ready to go get even more. As the week goes on, I mean, I think he's a guy that people are really not paying attention to, and I think they should be paying attention to him.
You would know better than anybody, but when you're that wide open, and it's super early in the game, so everybody's still super adrenaline and excited, that's not the easiest pass in the world to catch, right?
It's not the easiest pass in the world to catch because you're wide open. You know, the thing you got to do there is just make sure you catch the ball first. It doesn't matter if the defender catches you or not. Just catch the ball, and he did, and then, you know, he put on the afterburners and finished the play. I mean, you know, he ran through the tackle at the end, and, you know, it shows how dynamic he can be.
Seven catches, 76 yards on 67 snaps in the first game at Cincinnati. Had a cold-blooded hit to KJ very late before the field goal at the end. You worked with Dede Westbrook when you were in Jacksonville. And Dede coming off an injury, returning punts now. He's gotten a little run at wide receiver. But when he came out of Oklahoma, what did you like about him as a receiver?
What I liked about him as a receiver, he was super explosive and a dynamic person for his size. I mean, I think it's one reason why he's a returner. You know, when he has the ball in his hands, good things happen. And I think, you know, him coming back off the injury, you know, it's been very, very good. I think he still feels like he has a little ways to go, and you know, each game he continues to gain more and more confidence, and I expect him to be back, you know, like the old Dede real soon. I mean, I think you know, as people, if you ever went through a knee injury, you know, it takes time to get used to back to being hit again and trusting your knee. And I think now, you know, after last week, you know, had a good punt return. He's trusting it, and it's time for him to get back on his way.
So you've been here for months now, organized team activities, mini camp, rookie camp, training camp, three preseason games, these two regular season games. Justin Jefferson, you know, now that because I, you know, would tell anybody who would listen last year at the end of the year, and the fact that Herbert won the Rookie of the Year by an inch doesn't offend me, but to be a receiver, and you would know this better than anybody, Keenan, with a virtual offseason, learning depth of route and plays and everything, and then to go out and go 1,407, are you kidding me? It's one of the great accomplishments I've seen in my 20 years calling games for this team.
Especially for a receiver. Everybody talks about how hard the position is to come in and play, and I think he came in, like you said, virtually. You know, it was tough. I had to do my virtuals with my rookies last year, and it was tough for them to get a feel and understand what you were trying to do. But for him to do that, it shows you how locked in he was, what kind of football mind he has, and what kind of athlete he is. I mean, he's a great athlete that's very dynamic, probably one of the top five in the league right now, if not the top three. You know, I think he understands what he has to do each and every week. And, you know, he always talks about, you know, people double covering him and stuff like that. I tell him all the time, don't worry about that. You just go get open and let us figure that one out.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, starting in the Tampa Bay game last year, the champions with Todd Bowles, I mean, I don't know if it was doubles, triples, or what. It was every game the rest of the year.
Yes.
Where it's like, man, we're not going to let this kid knock us out with a roundhouse. That's just how good it was. And he sees a lot of coverage, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And, you know, him and Adam sees a lot of coverage. You know, it helps out in a passing game for the underneath guys because they take so much coverage deep. If you're running a shallow or a check down by the back, you're basically one-on-one with the backer, and if you make a miss, it's a big play. So we're fortunate to have two great receivers that can play this game. And JJ is just, you know, he's young and he's getting better every game.
Keenan McCardell, 17 years in the NFL, won a couple of Super Bowls, first year wide receivers coach for the Minnesota Vikings, in deep stretch of X's and O's on the Vikings radio network, courtesy of the Minnesota Lottery. You mentioned Adam Thielen, and we, you know, 14 TDs last year. We've seen him here forever. He's fantastic. It just forever amazes me inside the red zone, but specifically inside the five, just how good he is in those claustrophobic. I mean, how does he get so many touchdowns inside the 10?
He has a very good change of direction. He understands how to get open. He understands coverages. I mean, I think, and I always say he has some of the best feet I've seen in a receiver, and he understands how to set people up down there. You have to set people up in tight quarters. and the ball is going to be on you very fast on that. He has great hand-eye coordination, like the touchdown last weekend.
Later in your career, you know, Rich Gannon's the NFL MVP. Oakland comes in there. They had a problem with the center who didn't play. You guys get the money. Does that ever leave you winning the Super Bowl? I mean, that was what, like 2003, two, three, or four? Like, does that emotion ever leave you?
It never leaves me because every Super Bowl you think about when you won it and know what those guys are feeling. So, you know, each year you get that joyful feel of winning the Super Bowl. Like, I've been there before, and I understand what they're feeling. And it comes back. It makes you a little giddy about that. So, and then every time you look at that ring also is nice also.
In 92 was your second season, right?
91, yeah. 92 was my first season.
Okay.
My rookie season. And
you got the Super Bowl ring.
Got a Super Bowl ring now. My rookie year. I got spoiled thinking that's the way it was going to be every year. Yeah. And then,
so they sent you to Cleveland.
They sent me to Cleveland, and I figured it out.
But that you worked there with a very young Bill Belichick. What was that like?
It was fun. I mean, he was tough. He hasn't changed. Wanted smart, disciplined people that players that can play in his system. Wanted you to come in every day and work hard. I mean, it's everything that you hear from him right now, it was that way in Cleveland, you know. And I think we were on our way to turning that thing around until they moved them to Baltimore.
Yeah, so. That was an absolute treat. It was my pleasure. As you can tell, a fan of your career. And as much as your career, longevity, you know, because everything's so wham, bam, in and out, and this, get everything. I mean, 17 years, Keenan McCardell, Minnesota Vikings wide receivers coach. You can get pumped like Keenan does, say the year I'm in, to the new Vikings scratch game from the Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 years of age or older to play. Thank you, Brett Blakemore. Thank you, Vikings Entertainment Network. I'm Paul Allen. That's X's and O's with Mike Zimmer, presented by the Minnesota Lottery on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.